privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, or Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. Joining me today is stand-up comedian, relatable family woman, and a fan of the proper ham and cheese sandwich, is Esther Manito.
Hello.
Hi, Esther Manito. How are you?
I'm all right. I was just looking at your background there.
Mm-hmm.
Privacy.
Yep.
And I thought the people on either side were holding toothbrushes. And I was like, well, why is that private? Is that something private now? But I don't know.
Yeah, we keep toothbrushing very private.
Some people do. They get very weird, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know. I made that up. No, some people get like everything to do with their bathroom needs to be quite private. I've gone down a path here. I'm very tired.
The most confident start to an episode.
I know. This is me all over.
It's beautiful.
All confidence, no substance.
Yeah, because this isn't the first time we've tried to do this episode, is it, Esther?
No.
What happened the first time?
I put in the postcode. No, not the postcode. I copied and pasted.
Yeah.
I did. I copied and pasted into my Google Maps.
Yeah.
And it sent me. It said, what road is this?
Should I dox us?
It sent me.
Bleep it. Don't tell anyone. I'll make up the name of the road. Okay. Give me two words. Quick, go.
Cheese Grater Road. Yeah.
I don't know why I needed to add road to it.
Greater Road.
Greater Road.
And it took me to the other one, which was in Enfield.
Which is very far away from where we are.
And I looked at it on the maps and it was like, because Enfield notoriously doesn't have a tube station.
Nope.
Notoriously.
Yeah, notoriously.
Everyone's chatting about it.
Constant,
people,
man.
People can't get enough of that.
On Twitter, it's always trending.
Oh, Enfield and its tube station. More When's it going to happen?
More like Enfield.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, I'll get 13 buses and an overground and blah. And I was like, oh, I'm not titting about with that.
No.
So I was like, I'll just cycle.
Beautiful.
So I cycled to the address that I had copied and pasted into my Google Maps and knocked on the door of a house in a council estate, which is why I messaged your producer, because I could see from the Google Maps it looked like a housing estate. And I was like, can I leave my bike in your back garden? And he was like, and he just went, yes. He didn't even say, what are you talking about? I said reception/garden is what I said. And you just went, yeah, no problem. He didn't say, we don't have a garden, this is not a house. So then I knocked on the door and said, I'm here for the podcast. And the man went, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, I think I might have got the wrong address. And I had to cycle back from there.
How much cycling did you have
to do?
That
was 20 miles round trip.
And then you didn't even get to do the show.
Didn't get to do the show.
No.
And it's not an attractive part of London. It was like all around the North Circular. At one point, there's a lot of caravans down the back of the North Circular off Tottenham. Mm. And they've got a lot of dogs down there. So cycling past, that was a hairy moment.
Was it?
That was a hairy moment. I nearly died just to get to your fucking podcast.
Well, you nearly died to not get to my podcast, actually, is what you mean, Esther.
But yeah, but I'm here now.
I'm so glad you're here now. Can I look at your phone?
You can, yes.
Amazing.
It's a bit greasy.
Why is it greasy?
I don't know. I just feel like it's grubby.
It's grubby, low battery. And you're on airplane mode, which is very generous of you.
Yes.
Did you do that for us?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Because I didn't want calls whilst we were recording.
I want calls whilst we were recording.
Oh, you want calls. Yeah. So you want to turn airplane mode off?
I do. If you had to make a mode, what transport would you use?
Cycle mode.
What would that include?
Just makes you a lot faster and goes to the places where you need to go.
How would a phone do that?
And it doesn't. Well, phones can do everything now.
Can they?
Well, they could. They could basically go, I've monitored all her emails between her and Hugh, the producer. This isn't where she's meant to be going.
Oh.
We know that she's got ADHD and is scatty as fuck. Let's just sort this out.
Have you recently been diagnosed as scatty as fuck, or is that just...
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, but I think everyone is now, because technology has just turned our brains into mulch.
Yeah. Welcome to the mulch factory.
Yeah.
So at the bottom, we got Safari, we've got messages, we got music.
Right, yeah.
Right at the bottom?
Yeah.
Happy about that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why, are you going to change it?
No, Do you want me to?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, don't change where my apps are.
Would that upset
I'm already you? Stressed out enough with life. I don't need to add stress. Just I don't need you to hide my, I don't know, my Hotmail.
What, your husband? That's nice, isn't it? As a picture of the, I hope it's your husband and your kids.
No, that's my lover and my kids.
Oh, nice. What's your lover called?
Jessup.
The camera guy? The guy who came, that's amazing.
He founded it.
Wow.
Yeah, and even though he's really rich and 1,000 years old, he said, I want to be your part-time lover.
And what was it that attracted you to him? Was it the money?
It was the lenses.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Great lens.
Great lens. I've turned airplane mode off, Esther. So exciting. We got Wordscapes. What's Wordscapes?
Oh, that's you've got to open it.
Oh, I've got to open it.
Right, so you've got to make words out of the letters in the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not loaded yet.
My producer also plays Wordscapes.
Yeah. I'm on level... Tell him what level I'm on.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what, if you finish 50 more levels, you'll win an exclusive holiday portrait.
Oh, hello. A holiday portrait. We won't send you on holiday, but you'll get a picture of one.
You're on level 1,292 super hard, which is actually what our producer calls himself.
Wait, what, the numbers?
The whole thing. His nickname.
That's his name.
He's only 573 super soft.
You're 573.
Super soft.
Get a life.
Yeah, get a life, you loser.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Spot the comedian who spends hours on trains to Manchester and Leeds playing Wordscapes as she cries.
Why are you crying?
After a death, you always cry back on the train. Although I'm always just relieved. I swear to God, I'm so paranoid. I had a bad gig, and as I walked past someone, I swear to God, I heard I genuinely imagined a hiss of like, there she is. It wasn't. It was just a person talking to somebody.
I imagine you don't die that often, though. You're very funny and good. I'm going to look at your Google Maps, actually, I think, because you clearly use it to cycle.
Well, I use it to go to all the gigs, don't I?
Do you use Maps or Google Maps? Are you just clicking the Maps?
What's Maps?
I think that's Apple Maps.
Oh, yeah, I use that Maps.
You're using Apple Maps?
Yeah, is that the wrong one?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's worse.
Yeah, that explains why I go to so many wrong places.
Yeah, you've got home and work. You haven't added them. Oh, the last places you've been here, 72 to 74 High Street, Milton Keynes.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Wait, what are you doing in Milton Keynes tomorrow,
I'm
Esther?
Gigging.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You went to Farnham?
Oh, no, that's tomorrow.
This is you just checking in advance because you've been burnt before.
No, I was like, can I cycle to Farnham? Can I? I didn't look. How far is Farnham?
Farnham, from here, directions, Farnham Station. Cycle. That is going to take you 4 hours and 33 minutes. It's a 49-mile cycle.
I don't think I can do that.
It may include unpaved roads and may require walking.
Oh, no, that sounds awful.
No, that sounds terrible. Don't do that. Farnham
can I cycle to Milton Keynes?
I don't think you can cycle to Milton Keynes, but...
I couldn't cycle to Enfield without nearly killing myself.
Yeah, yeah. That's an hour and 35-minute drive.
Yeah,
it isn't even letting me. That's on Google Maps.
To Milton Keynes... What's this? Is this Google Maps?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not going to cycle.
That's a 5-hour, 20-minute cycle.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about geography?
No, I'm really bad. I don't know where anything is.
No.
And I've lived in London since I was 18. Still don't know my way around it.
Well, yeah, you cycle
all the way to Enfield. It's like if I don't want to absorb it, my brain just doesn't absorb it.
Mm.
It's actually an amazing power.
Is it?
You know, like all the alpha males that are massive at the moment?
Yeah.
They're like, I've gone You're down such a one. Manosphere. Oh, look, there we go. He's getting his shirt off.
Not me, the producer in the booth.
Yeah.
Completely naked, very inappropriate in the
workplace.
He's
naked just waist down.
Yeah, he's Winnie the Pooh.
That's how alpha males do
Disgusting.
It. Disgusting. So alpha males, but some of their brags really make me laugh.
Oh, yeah?
Because one of them, he was like, I've trained myself to sleep twice as effectively so that I only need six hours sleep a night, whereas in like you bunch of pussies, you need like 12 hours or 10. I don't. I just need 6 because I've trained myself. I'm like that, but opposite with Maps.
I don't remember anything, so my brain's...
I've trained myself not to absorb geography. all you pussies are out there. Oh, learning routes, remembering where you live. Well, I've trained my brain to not absorb any of that, so it can make room for useful information.
So what useful
like
information?
Like Katie Price's fourth marriage.
Which is?
I think it's her fourth or her fifth. Wow. She just got married recently, but I've been down a rabbit hole of that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that has been my little Wordscape and Katie Price ritual on the way home.
That's all you've been doing?
Oh, that's all I do now.
You spend a lot of time on your phone then?
Yeah, and just getting lost.
Yeah?
What a pointless person I am. Absolutely pointless.
I've never had so many, like, this probably indicates why you're bad at cycling, so many, like, vast, quick turns.
Yeah.
Confidence and then immediately not.
Yeah.
You were talking about how you're better than the Manosphere person, and then you said, what's the point of me?
Yeah, what is the point of me? But I have trained myself not to absorb geography.
But you know a lot about Katie Price, you think.
Katie Price, I think.
Yeah. What can you name all the four marriages she's had?
Peter Andre.
Mysterious girl. Insania.
Alex Reed.
That guy.
Who did she marry? Oh, Kieran Haler. And then...
Kieran Haler?
Yeah.
Like Kier and then Inhaler?
Yeah, Kieran Haler.
Whoa.
And then Wesley Andrews, the new one.
Perfect.
But she also had a baby with Dwight York.
Oh, yeah?
And she was engaged to a blonde man and another blonde man and a Argentinian man.
Okay, and now you're at King's Cross. Get me to Buckingham Palace.
Oh my God, can't do it. You sit down and you wait. King's Cross to Buckingham Palace. Where's Buckingham Palace? What would be your nearest thing? Oh, Hyde Park Corner?
Are you asking for a landmark near Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, Hyde Park Corner. Yeah. So you'll get the Piccadilly line west.
Yeah.
To Hyde Park Corner.
Easy, you've done it. The producer looks confused and the producer...
Can you not get a Piccadilly line from King's Cross? Yeah.
You can, but... Hyde Park Corner apparently not on the Piccadilly line.
Is
but
it not? Victoria line. Said,
he would go to the
to St
Green
James's
Park.
Park.
He would go
Victoria line or District line to St James's Park.
I think Hyde Park Corner.
I think
surely
Hyde Park
Corner
is. I think it's on the Piccadilly line.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to look it up. I think you're right as well. Yeah. I think he's tried to mansplain it.
He
to
has.
You. But he does love
he thinks
trains.
Just because he's sat there with no trousers on and his penis out that he can tell women where tube stations are.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, his penis is out. And he's embarrassed in two ways, because he's wrong.
I knew it! Yeah.
Take the top off.
Imagine
now.
Imagine that.
Complete the ensemble.
Imagine
or
that.
The non-ensemble, as we call it.
Penis out, going, you think you know where Hyde Park Corner is? Idiot.
Idiot.
Stupid woman.
Stupid, stupid woman.
Look at my penis. That is a Hyde Park penis.
Yeah.
And it turns out you were wrong.
You were wrong in many ways.
Yes.
You spend a lot of time on your phone. Let's have a look at your screen time. Just 7 hours on Monday here, which is 30% down from last week. Is your screen time something you think about, Esther?
Oh, God.
We got a picture of it right here.
That's quite intense. I don't...
You don't like it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, what's that noise?
What date? Seven down 31% from last week.
You sent this on a Monday. That's 31% higher. 7 hours, 23 minutes. That's not crazy.
Still quite a lot, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
Yeah. I have my phone on all the time, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I constantly am listening to something.
But
constantly.
The screen? What are you...
Oh, is screen time the same as having something on?
We did discuss this on one of the episodes. I don't know. I think it's not. Last time we Googled it, I don't think it does count. Because you sometimes...
Put stuff on YouTube and listen to it. So that will be screen time, won't it?
That will be screen time.
Yeah, because I listen to a lot of debates and stuff.
Do you? What kind of debates? Where is this? Where is that?
Where's Hyde Park Corner? The debates! The clash of the ball bags.
Clash of the ball bags?
But yeah, if you've got your penis out to debate where it's...
Right. I only get my ball bag out, not the penis. Yeah. No shaft.
Strap that up.
Yeah.
A lot of... I listen to a lot of the alpha males kicking off at each other. Yeah.
Yeah, what have you learned?
There's loads of them and they all fight with each other.
Mm.
There's one who is called Ben Azule, but he calls himself King Azule.
King Azule.
And he's got beef with another one called Ali something. And they keep having these arguments and I find it really entertaining.
Yeah. That King Azule, if you haven't seen or heard him,
He's the one that trained himself to sleep less hours.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Like, he's an unbelievable idiot.
Yeah.
And
he says things like, when he goes, I had a fight with 30 guys. Somebody underneath was like, I really wish he'd stop going on about how he beat off 30 guys. It's like, I beat off 30 guys and they're all begging me to stop. And it was like, they were begging you to stop when you were beating off 30 guys. Wow. But then he said after he beat off 30 guys, the head of the Russian mafia came over and went, we need you in the mafia. So he did that. He worked in the mafia.
No, he didn't.
But then he also yeah, he also then was running his own building firm and he worked for Mossad. And then they said, and you can speak five languages. And he went, one, I cannot tell anyone what languages I can speak. I can't do it because of working with Mossad. And it's like, you've done all this by the time you're 39.
Yeah, yeah.
That's mad. Why can't you tell everyone the language you speak? One's a secret language that only secret agents know.
Are you sure he's worked for Mossad or he's just like, Mossad?
Mossad.
Mossad.
But he's got a fight with another one called Ali something.
Don't know that one. I know King Azule does this video where he's like, why do we call it the morning? Because we're mourning the day that just passed. We wake up on these weak days. Wow. And I was like, are you fucking joking? Like, this is like primary school poem.
It's brilliant. And his girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What? How?
Queen Azule.
No.
Yes.
There's a queen?
Yeah. And then she's apparently quite rude to some of the other alphas when they all meet up for an alpha off. And he's like, my woman, my queen, doesn't need to look at other men or speak to other men. She knows that she only has eyes for me. But she doesn't seem to mind any of this.
No, our producers just got it up. Fighting 30 haters, including nice guy Ali, and they still couldn't take me out. Yeah. This video has an advert. It's an hour and 51 minutes. And it has an advert every maybe 3 to 4 minutes.
And he keeps going. But when him and Ali have a sit down, it really makes me laugh. Because they're trying to do like this mafia style talking.
They're such losers, yeah. Man. It's
managed to make his skull stronger than other skulls. If you smack your head into a wall,
yeah,
it makes the bone thicker and more denser. So then you have a stronger skull.
Well, it definitely makes him denser, yeah.
Yeah. So he went to China,
mm-hmm.
and all the monks were like, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's get him in the gang. And this was in between Mossad and the mafia.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Is gang the collective noun for monks?
Yeah, gang okay. of monks.
A gang of monks, I see.
A murder of monks.
A meditation of monks.
A meditation of monks.
Yeah.
And then he said that he came back to New York and he was in a Chinese restaurant. He was only 10. Huh? And he was in a Chinese restaurant, and I think this is the story. I might be getting it wrong, but to be fair, I don't think that matters.
No, I don't think King Azule is someone who gives a shit about facts.
Anyway, so that's when he beat up all these guys.
Yeah, yeah. When he was 10.
When he was 10, and he was like, poof, poof, and the restaurant owner went, I see something in you. And then he taught him, but it's actually just the story of the Karate Kid that he's telling people. Because he was like, then the guy was like, I see something in you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to train you to be an amazing fighter.
And his name was Mr. Miyagi.
And his name was Mr. Miyagi. And that's why. But I once came back from Leeds and watched nothing but King Azule videos all the way back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why you're so powerful and strong.
That's
now.
Why I'm so powerful and strong. And that's why I don't need maps.
Listen, we're going to have to go to a little ad break. And there's going to be loads of adverts for King Azule's supplement. So you should buy them because we're sponsored by King Azule.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, but do go somewhere eventually and use maps.
Yeah.
See you after the break.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio, the show terrified of the weather improving. Please don't go outside, go on your phone, keep scrolling, we need more content, please! Esther, will you give us more content by pledging not to go outside this summer?
Yes.
Great. But you like cycling so much.
I also run loads. I'll just do indoor running. I'll just run around the living room.
Oh, yeah. Running all the time. On trains all the way back from gigs? You often on trains?
Always on trains.
Yeah. I imagine, because you're a comedian, lots of time on trains. I imagine you're going to be writing a lot of stuff in your notes app.
What have you got on my notes app? What's on the settings of my notes app?
Oh.
Fluffy.
As soon as you do one note a year, what the hell?
Oh, my sad little life.
this is so.
I never use my notes app.
Yeah, this is the emptiest notes app we've ever seen.
What's at the bottom? Handwritten notes.
It's just a little heart.
Oh, that's my daughter.
That's your daughter. That looks like a purple heart.
She would have
She looks
that.
Crazy.
So she would have drawn.
Oh, it's
that.
A drawing she did not have.
Oh, little poppet. Yeah, she
That's
would have
cute.
Done that.
So in,
there's
the,
no way my son would have done that.
On the 1st of April 2022, she drew a
she
little
would
heart.
Have been, she would have been about eight, seven, seven. Hang on, 2022. Lies. When was she born? No.
Oh, let me tell you. When was she born? She was born in 2011.
Seven.
She would have been
seven?
Seven,
yeah.
Was I right? No, I was wrong.
You were well off. Xanthi and Ken paid.
Oh yeah, Chris Cecilia, Xanthi Ken, paid. Yeah.
I think that was when I was arranging my 40th birthday.
Oh yeah?
And I was making a list of who paid for their tickets.
So Ken paid?
Xanthi and Ken, they're a couple. And Chris and Celia are a couple.
Oh, I thought Chris Cecilia was a person.
Chris Cecilia.
Because when you Google Chris Cecilia, there's just a video of a wedding for Chris and Cecilia that comes up.
I wonder if it's my friends.
Get it up! Get it up, producer!
Are we allowed to do that? Or is that...
We can do whatever the hell
we
want.
Oh no, these aren't my friends.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a... It's got 6,500 views. It was streamed 9 months ago. If you want to go and watch Chris and Cecilia's wedding officiation...
I love how he's got 6,000 views.
6,000?
That's a lot of people. No one would watch my video, my wedding video, if I put it up.
I don't know if that's true, man.
It's not guest heavy.
No. I guess this is this the church, this YouTube channel?
Yes, Reverend Yassine Gamma. Oh, he's got loads of videos.
Oh, yeah, this is good stuff. The most popular one, Come to Jesus. Disgusting. What a disgusting thing to say. Esther, would you like to come to Jesus?
These absolute legends.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Some lovely men dancing in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're a choir.
They're a choir.
Mavama Madala Choir. Well, there Beautiful. You go. Well, but no, so this they're not my mates.
This was not... they're not singing. They've all got their mouths closed.
It's a choir that's mainly just bopping.
Just humming and bopping.
Do you want to book a choir just to stand at the back of your wedding and just do some really cool moves?
Yeah, humming and bopping in the sun.
Humming and bopping in the sun.
Right, so that has nothing to do with what your notes were, but no. It's fascinating that that's on the internet. That's weird.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, so this was when I went to Masioki for my 40th.
Fun.
And
what's Masioki for the idiots who listen to this show?
Oh, it is the best thing you will ever do.
Apart from listen to this show.
It's amazing. You go to like Clapham Grand, or they do it in Camden. What's the big place in Camden? No, it's not there.
Not Coco.
No.
Shit.
It's
the O2 Forum.
No.
The Blues Kitchen.
No.
The Camden Head.
No.
Five Guys.
It's like a music venue.
Yeah.
But it's quite big, like a big theatre space.
Q, please search big music venue Camden.
Masioki
Camden big music venue. Masioki is like a karaoke night, but you're all singing, isn't it?
Yes, and
everyone
they've got
sings.
A band.
They've got a band.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Great night out.
Yeah.
So was it a fun 40th?
It was so much fun.
The electric ballroom. 3.6 out of 5.
Say it. You're going to work it out yourself?
Huh?
You're going to work it out yourself?
Well, you were wrong as well.
Listen, I'm a man. I'm never wrong. King Azule taught me...
To never be wrong.
To never be wrong.
Yeah, fine.
Your interpretation of the way I said things was wrong. That's a nice noise. What have you done there?
That's you talking.
Is it? Could you do like an intro to the show as me, just so we can have it for the clips?
Montefiore.
Yeah.
Okay. Seabag.
Yeah. Other way around, but... Yeah.
Montefiore is Seabag. Okay. Well... Montefiore, say, privacy settings. There you go.
It's cutting. That's the best impression we've had on the show.
Well, I am known.
Oh, you got any other impressions up your sleeve?
I haven't.
Okay.
It's just that.
Great stuff.
Saying I'm different people.
You have one note here from 2024 that was just £20. 12th of July, 2024, £20. That is the only note you wrote in your phone in that year.
I don't know what that was. Do you think I've got ADHD?
Could you actually grab your phone again? We've just put it on charge. Could you grab your phone and just look at the calendar and see what you're doing on the 12th of July, 2024? £20 in 2024 is roughly £19.50 in today's money.
12th of July.
2024.
It just says I was gigging in Bishop Stortford.
And what cost you £20 in Bishop Stortford?
I don't think that would have been about... I wouldn't have put in my notes anything about payment.
So why is it there?
I don't know.
Did someone give you £20?
I don't know why that's in there.
Is this like a King Azule manifestation? Like you write down how much you want to earn and then you manifest that?
I earned more than £20.
Did you? Whoa, where are you gigging? That's sick.
Rudeness. Do you like the one above it though?
Yeah, this is great. This is the 12th of January, 2026. This is so earlier in the year, you've started with the notes. Really good. Do you want to read out what it says?
New note.
New note, no additional text. Fantastic. You set up a note just in case. You're ready to do a note at any point.
But look at the one below the £20.
2023, 17th of December. Fluffy socks, Mum. Fluffy socks, Mum. Fluffy socks, Mum. What's that about?
That's the start. That's the start of a Christmas shopping list.
Is it the start and the end?
I'm really tired. It's too much.
It's too much.
You can't have kids and work and do it all. It's just it's too much. It's too fucking much. You go to make a list and then someone would have interrupted me and that's it. That's as far as I got. And then everyone's like, oh, where's all my Christmas presents? I don't know, because I didn't have time to make the fucking list.
My mum's got fluffy socks, though.
She got fluffy socks.
Did she get them?
Yeah, she always gets fluffy socks.
Do you remember?
She always gets them.
So, sorry, she always gets fluffy socks, and that's the only thing you wrote down?
Yeah, because I started off strong. Yeah. Mum always wants her fluffy socks. Where do we go from there? Can't remember.
Don't know.
But, yeah.
The next year, £20 for someone. Yeah. Year after that, new note. So notes isn't your main place that you're at?
No, I don't go to notes. I have notepads.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's not for this show. We fucking hate physical media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Digital or bust.
Yeah. So that's... Well, Hugh said, send in your notepad.
Did he?
No, he said, what's this? Notes.
You don't even know the name.
I don't even know the name.
Fluffy socks, Mum.
He said, screen grab it and send it. So I just did what he said because he's a man and I'm a woman.
And he had his dick out.
World. And he had his penis out. And I've been watching my Prince Azule videos, so I know the formula.
Yeah. Do you watch a lot of Prince Azule on Instagram?
No.
It's on YouTube mainly, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're not there for the short content. You're there for the hour and 51 minutes.
Yeah.
But you're on Instagram, right? You're putting out clips. You're doing Instagram stuff. Yeah.
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 Yep. A lot of clips on Insta. Why? I get really nervous as to what you're bringing up next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't remember anything.
Can you? Wow, yeah.
So, what's this now?
Well, this is.
Oh, my God.
So, this is popped
up. Is this mine?
Yeah, this popped up on your feed. This is like a sort of zombie looking person.
What's this?
You sent this to me.
But what is it?
So, this picture is from the movie Shutter Island about Sunshine Shush.
Yeah.
But the caption, this is from Business Growth Mindsets. Which is an account that's clearly popped up on your feed. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. This is your phone.
So where would this have come up on my thing?
I don't know. I am actually getting...
Oh, it's the like discovery your page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's Business Growth Mindsets?
That is an account that... Okay. That the bio is hashtag number one personal development page on IG. A little handshake emoji, build your business brand and mindset. And a little point, discover how to escape the 9-to-5 by starting an Airbnb business.
This will be because every time I... Okay, this is the algorithm, because every time I have a bad gig, I literally will go and search, how can I make a living?
And this algorithm has thrown up a picture of a zombie sort of looking woman from Shutter Island saying, 18 images that hit me like a train and stayed in my mind forever.
But I look at a lot of dark shit.
Okay.
So, like, I watch a lot of true crime. Mm. Just because you fit doesn't mean you belong.
And this is a picture of a Satsuma with a garlic clove in when one of the segments should be.
I've not seen this. You're looking at me like I made this, but I didn't. I've not actually seen this post.
Okay, but you also sent this to us so that we could look at.
I sent that to you.
Never give up without a fight, and there's a picture of a stork eating a frog. What the fuck
is
that?
What is this?
What? No, life that's my question.
I'm as shocked as you are.
You can't do this.
No, but this is...
Shoot, stop clipping through them so quickly. We haven't even talked about that one.
Life portrayed on social media.
Explain the picture to us.
Oh, this is about how, like, really you can be falling apart, but on social media you make it look all great. I think I'm the opposite. Everything's great in my personal life, but on social media it's a
it looks
fucking
like shit.
Wreck. People send me such horrible comments as well.
Do they?
Yeah, because I'm always like, oh, my kids are doing my head in, my husband's a knob. And they're like, that man should leave you, you vile, vile woman. You horrible mother. You're disgusting. Also, FYI, I am not boss-eyed to the person who continuously trolls me that I'm boss-eyed. I know, I don't think I am.
Perfectly symmetrical
Thank
eyes.
Thank you.
Really nice eyes as well, actually.
Thank you. I got trolled that I'm not only boss-eyed, but one woman said she applauded my bravery that I posed continuously and never mentioned my boss-eyed. Yeah.
Hugh doesn't know what boss-eyed is.
Means when you've got one that goes slightly up a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is fine if you are boss-eyed.
Yeah.
But it's now I can see it.
This is like where Nicola Coughlan got called brave for just being a woman with a body. Did you see this?
Why? What happened?
She just was like in a TV show and I was like, wow, so brave. And she's like, and then I think she said something like, I know it's very brave going on TV with tits like mine. They're incredible. So you get, do those comments make you feel happy or boo?
Do you get trolled?
A little bit, yeah. But like, it's mostly about my hairline and then sometimes about my Jewish heritage, which is fun.
Why? What'd they say?
Oh, some really hot anti-Semitic stuff. Yeah.
Jeez.
Crazy. I don't really like identify as Jewish, but I just have like Jewish family from way back. But that's fun.
People are fucking mad.
Yeah. It's definitely not as bad as like all the female and like non-white creators that get crazy stuff. I get like really little
Well,
bits.
No. I mean, I can imagine, you know, you get a lot of anti-Semitism. I put up a picture after a run of me and my dad, and my dad wears a kefir. He's always worn a kefir. And a woman just wrote, oh, so you're a dirty Muslim. I thought you would at least be a Christian one.
Fucking hell.
One guy the other day, he wrote, what was it he said?
I don't know.
No, he said, let me know when you get funny and I'll be interested. But interested in what?
Yeah.
That's such an open ending. Interested in what?
Your boss eyes,
and
I suppose.
Also, do I have to contact him?
Yeah, you have to get in touch. That's like a binding contract, I think.
Do I just send him endless videos going, is it now?
I think that's really
Is
funny.
It now?
Yeah, do you feed the trolls? Do you ever respond to them? No.
No, because they're unhinged. Yeah. Even when I've commented on things that make me very happy or break my heart. Mm. I have never seen something where I think, oh God, you're awful, and then gone and written, you're awful. I've literally just gone...
Not for me. Yeah.
You crack on, do what you need to.
But I guess those images didn't hit you like a train like these images did.
Yeah, these images, this really hit me. This taught me something I've never thought about before.
Which is?
Life's like a half apple.
Thanks, Esther. We have to go to a break now, but you at home better not go anywhere, because if you're not listening to this show, your life will be as empty as Esther's Notes app. Stay tuned.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the podcast equivalent of your partner going through your phone. Oh, you better not be cheating on us. I'll be real mad. Esther, have you ever mentioned me on your podcasts?
Yes. I was showing Zoe Lyons, and when we were recording our pod, we went on a bit of a spiral through your Instagram.
My Instagram? Whoa.
Because we were watching the Andrew Tate one of him dancing in the garden.
Oh, yeah?
And then... They were like, oh, what's his name? We need to follow him. And we were just going through all your videos.
That's fun.
Really funny. My favourite one is you with the Andrew Tate brothers.
That's really fun. I really enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that one. Have you seen the guy who does impressions?
That you are going to have to narrow it down.
No, but he's called Tony something. But he just does, he does this Andrew Tate, and it's one video that makes me cry because it's literally, it's him and Alex Friedman. And Alex Friedman's like, thanks for coming on the podcast. And he just goes, that's actually funny because the fact that the podcast just made you totally gay. And then that's it. And you're just like, it's so, I feel like to be a Tate brother must be so stressful.
Yeah.
I feel like everything they say, it's like they're constantly bubbling.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really stressful to be a Tate brother.
And you have to have sex with your brother.
Well, there's a third brother.
Is there?
Yeah. He comes to visit them sometimes.
Oh, there he does. They're definitely having sex,
My
right?
husband was like, what is your algorithm?
Yeah.
You stop watching this stuff.
You look
and I'm
at
like,
all the
look
bad
at
stuff.
It. And he's like, I don't want to see that.
Oh, God.
I'm also quite obsessed with their accent as well, because I don't think anyone's ever heard any accent like it.
The most mental accent in the world.
How do you do it? It
sounds like a lot like your impression of me.
It's like there's no T's though, is there? So he'll go, will he go Luton?
Yeah, he'll be like, we're going to Luton, bruv. Luton, it's very hard to do.
It's got an American twang, yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. This is real niche. Hugh says, the producer has said in my ear that he says water like the villain in Men in Black 1.
Yeah, he'll go water.
Water.
It's like got a...
You fucking water.
Yeah, he'll go, it will be like a Somerset.
Drinking water is gay.
Yeah. Who drinks water?
Who drinks water?
In this day and age.
If you're drinking water...
Stop being such a pussy.
What the fuck are you doing? You're drinking water.
You drink sand.
That's good.
You should drink sand. Not water.
Drink fucking sand. That's why I live in Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot. I lost it immediately.
Dubai.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then Tristan's always next to him just drawing on a flip chart.
Mm.
Imagine that. Just whatever you say, your brother's just there going, he'll go, you want a million? He'll like put a million. And they'll go, you're down here with zero. And then Tristan will just draw a line from zero to a million. Like that just makes it fact.
You gotta stop doing jokes from the booth. I just have to repeat them and I don't do it as well. He likes the idea that Andrew Tate is trafficking all of the women and then Tristan is just behind him like a detective, like one step behind him the whole time, but it's his brother. What is your podcast called?
I've got two.
Oh, tell us.
I do one with Lily Phillips called Ghastly Women, where we talk about women who do heinous things. And then...
like work and independent stuff.
Yeah. It sounds very anti-feminist, but it's actually pro-feminism because we're trying to prove that women can also be equal to men. And then my other one is with Zoe Lyons and it's called Running Joke and it's all about running.
I do running.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I run.
Ah, there we go. Okay. End of pod.
I should come on the show. You've run a bunch of marathons. Do you want to talk about them?
I've run two.
You run two? That's a bunch.
Yeah.
Bunch of bananas, two bananas.
Yeah. I've run quite a few half marathons and two marathons and hopefully doing a third marathon in September.
A sponsor? Do you want a sponsorship or are you just doing it for
them? I am going to be doing it for Jen Brister's charity, All Our Relations.
Great charity.
Yeah.
Support it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your running app. You're on Strava. What the hell's Strava?
You don't know what Strava is?
No, I do. I was doing it for the listener. I was being a journalist.
Okay.
But I should have just been like, no,
I love Strava.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm addicted to Strava.
You got a 32-week streak, which sounds disgusting.
What does that mean? Oh, that I've exercised for 32 weeks solid?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Well, I have.
122 activities in 32 weeks. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yep.
What else do you want me to say?
why do you love Strava?
Fucking legend. Because it just... I feel that nobody cares about my exercise, but Strava cares.
Aww.
So I feel like, I can tell someone... but I did do a little sketch about how we think people are reacting to our Strava, which is like, oh my God, they ran a 5K. Let's chat to my mates about it. But no one cares. But you still put it there because it just makes you feel good.
Is it wholesome? Is it quite a wholesome community?
Yeah, you don't get trolled on Strava.
No one's saying.
Like, you fucking come back when you're side running prick.
Come back when your running's funny.
Yeah. Come back, yeah. Come back when you've got such a gammy leg. I've got a gammy leg.
You've got a gammy leg?
Well, I've fucked up my hamstring from running so much. I'm now slower.
Oh, no.
I don't get trolled for being slower. It's a supportive community.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's just, you just give kudos, which is equivalent to likes, and then just nice comments. I haven't had anyone go, you total bastard. Look at you.
When you get these injuries because you are falling apart, do you ever Google your symptoms and work out how to like...
Yeah, that's all I do.
That's all you do?
Yeah, I just Google my symptoms all the time.
Let's jump into your search history. I want to see what you've been searching.
Hello.
Are you excited?
I'm a bit nervous.
All right.
Oh!
This is your YouTube search history, actually. So this is
all...
Katie Price. Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Katie Price, Leandrews X, Denise Richards.
Why did I search Denise Richards?
You...
Oh, because she... recently broke up with her husband because he hit her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was quite, because I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and she was in it and he was quite, what's planes? Just planes.
Yeah, plane. Well, I mean, planes is planes.
Yeah, why did it, what yeah. was going on that
why
day?
Why did you search planes?
Planes, BAFTAs and Alana Percival, who's Leandrew's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, there is a real clear like journey of all the Katie Price, Leandrew's, all this kind of stuff. BAFTA 2026, I understand.
What happened at the BAFTAs?
Was that the one where there was the Tourette's?
The Tourette's
thing?
Guy. So, yeah. Because I don't watch anything.
Mm-hmm. Apart from planes.
And Manosphere videos. So, I woke up and everyone was like, oh my God, the BAFTAs. So, that's why I would have Googled that. Alana Percival, because she came out saying that Leandrew's, Katie Price's new husband, is a con man.
Oh.
So he's like a Tinder swindler. He's got a stream of women who are all like, he is, like, he's basically made out to Katie Price that he's this millionaire and all the rest of it. And she's like, he is not able, he's so happy that what's going on in Dubai is happening in Dubai because he can't leave Dubai because he's got a travel ban. And he said he's got a PhD from Cambridge University, and Cambridge University are like, he does not.
Whoa.
But Katie Price has come out and said, I've seen the certificate, actually. So, and then she wrote a really angry thing to Alana saying, you're just jealous because he's got a real woman now.
Wow, so you love a bit of goss, do you?
Love gossip. And then Katie Price, Kieran Haler, because when I was going down my Katie Price wormhole, I found out that Kieran Haler has actually been accused of rape.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like a great dude, hey? This guy, fuck me.
So then I went down that rabbit hole, which then led me to Denise Richards, who's also going through a breakup because of domestic violence. And then I've gone back to Leandrew's ex because the ex before Alana Percival also has a story. And then it's Katie Price, Leandrew's, Piers Morgan. I assume he did an interview with somebody that I wanted to watch. And then what kickstarted this entire journey off? Katie Price.
And?
Planes, I don't know.
Okay. Hugh, can you just YouTube search planes and see what comes up?
I assume this is my son.
Does your son like planes?
He loves planes.
Why does he love planes?
He's just recently got into planes.
It's mostly planes coming and landing off. Oh, there's a movie.
The film planes.
It's
no,
like cars, but planes.
With him, it will be he likes to watch planes take off and he likes different types of planes. He likes like military planes. And we went to an airbase and I've got to say... I didn't enjoy that because suddenly I was just like, this is what's used to just kill people. This is quite grim, actually.
Yeah.
But he loves a plane.
Yeah, there's
lots he would have sat and watched those. Oh, my God. He is his bloody father's son, isn't he?
Best and rarest plane takeoffs and landings of 2025.
I once caught my husband and I genuinely thought he was watching pornography. And when I grabbed the laptop, he was watching videos of world's largest ships.
Just absolutely jacking it to world's largest ships.
World's largest ships. Oh, yeah. It was the black and white one. Yeah, I remember that.
Largest ships on Earth.
Yeah.
And largest is in capitals, yeah. So you know that they're really large.
Yeah. Only real men watch large ships.
Yeah. Small ships. Yeah. We can't make it clear enough that we don't like small boats.
So I want to create a Manosphere character... called Please. Flex Luthor.
Love it.
And he just goes around talking about just taking really mundane tasks, but just rants about how real men do that.
Okay, well, could we interview Flex Luthor now?
So like real men use shoehorns.
Okay.
Like that type of thing.
Have you got a voice for
Flex Luthor? Yeah, only pussies are out there not using shoehorns. I'm a real man, so I put my shoes on with a shoehorn.
Well, let's get him on a proper podcast. Welcome back to the Jordan Peterson Experience. I'm here with Flex Luthor, the bloody most incredible man I've ever met. Flex, what do you think about cooking?
I only cook with water. Real men only consume water.
Wow, define water.
They just can't define it. If you haven't defined it, then you're totally gay. Only gay men know what water is. I'm a real man.
Perfect. This is a fully formed character.
Yeah.
Right. We looked at YouTube history. I want to see your search history in Safari.
Oh,
these are your tabs.
Oh, no.
So this is a video that you found. Yeah. You've gone on Safari to find a video. What's happened to Ben Shapiro's eyebrows? Also, who's Ben Shapiro for the idiots at home who are lovely and very smart?
Ben Shapiro is like a political commentator. He is part of the kind of, what are they called?
The alt, right?
Yeah, but he's got the Daily Wire with like Matt, is it Matt Walsh?
Yeah, that's his sort of thing in the Daily Wire. But he talks very quickly and he says
but because he's obviously
he's
very pro-Israel, he... so this is what has happened recently to his eyebrows. And I don't think they used to be that big, but people are talking about it.
Wow.
But somebody said he's done that to get more people talking about him.
Makes sense. He does like people talking about him.
Yeah. But it does look...
Crazy
big.
Yeah. It's no good. Yeah. So you're just fully immersed in the manosphere.
No, he's not part of the manosphere.
Yeah, well, I guess he's adjacent to the politics of the manosphere, right?
He is quite traditional values, but the reason why I've seen a lot of him recently is because he's debated a lot of people with pro-Palestine, and obviously he's debated against pro-Palestine activists. So I've been watching a lot of that recently, what with having family in the area. But but that popped up, the thing about his eyebrows.
Yeah, that does sort of undermine.
But I don't watch that guy, Jimmy Dore.
No?
No, I don't think so.
That's fair. That's okay.
I think I've just watched that. Do you just have like normal stuff on your phone?
No, everyone's is weird.
Is it?
Yeah, everyone's is weird.
I just feel like everyone else is just like, what should I make for dinner tonight? And the BBC homepage, mine's Ben Shapiro's eyebrows and then knee exercises.
No, I mean, we've had loads of weird stuff. We've had Ali Woods looking up a punch recipe he already knows. We've had Lorna Rose Treen looking at a dead cat on Facebook. Everyone's weird.
Okay.
And everyone thinks either they're weird or normal, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. You're doing great, Esther. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed me going through your phone?
Yeah. I found it quite stressful.
Really?
Yeah. Anxiety producing.
Not inducing, producing. We've produced a lot of anxiety, but we just don't know where it's gone.
Yeah.
Do you think your phone's been infected by the manosphere?
What, like my algorithm search?
Your algorithm, your brain, your life?
I do now find that when I go onto Instagram, I've got like really, like quite misogynistic little bros talking to their phone. Gross. So one guy's like, all these women are out here moaning that they can't find a man. Well, maybe if you did X, Y, and Z, you'd get one. And I'm like, finally, life advice.
And you have one, but you don't deserve him, according to the comments.
Yeah. It's like, well, either you don't deserve him or you've got one. I mean, everything the man in the video that shouted at me, I don't do that. And yet I've been with the same man for 23 years.
Yeah.
So, don't know. Maybe he's not right.
Maybe he's a cuck.
What, my husband?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, no, it's just I was adopting the thing of the manosphere. I don't think that.
Oh.
I was trying to play the game. I don't think he's a cuck.
Oh,
sorry, I don't think he's a cuck.
No, it will take umbrage at that. But also, when the man messaged me going, you're absolutely vile, your husband should leave you, my husband was like, oh, well, that's not that bad.
I've been thinking about it anyway.
He was like, you could say a lot worse to you. I was like, oh, thank you very much.
Like, here's an example.
Yeah.
And then said terrible things to
you.
Thank you, Esther.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here. Make sure to follow at Esther Manito on Instagram. Send her really horrible messages. And check out the link in the description to find her live shows, merch, and Substack.
And I just won an award.
She just won an award. What was it for?
Best headliner. At the Chortle Comedy Awards.
Hey, that's sick. Boss-eyed headliner.
Boss-eyed fucking piece of shit headliner.
As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Thanks for being here. Keep an eye on next week's episode because who knows who we'll have on. And if you stay to listen to this bit, you're the best listener we have. I love you. Sadly, Tash, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for coming in and giving me your phone. Make sure you follow @_NatashaDevon on Instagram and go to natashadevon.com to see more of her media work. And as always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. We love you. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram or at Privacy Settings FUBAR. Thanks for being here and keep an eye on next week's episode because who knows who will have on me. I know. Love you. Goodbye.